Good afternoon and welcome to South Dakota Perspective here on the Dakota Radio Group's KGFX. I'm News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra, and along with me again this month is Governor Kristi Noem. Governor Noem, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to chat with me again this month. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, yes, Jody. I appreciate you having me on your program.
Well, first, let's talk a little bit about some recent meetings and activities that you've had. A flooding update here in the central part of the state. Things are calming down for the most part, but the other parts of South Dakota are still really suffering and dealing with the flooding. What's the latest your office has heard?
You know, we are still continuing to get some significant rainfall in areas of South Dakota. So, you know, Lake Thompson is being heavily impacted. We were down at Lake Andes the other day, looking at homes that are underwater and some tribal communities that are really struggling with groundwater issues and blocked roads. And then we also continue to have problems in Hamlin County around Lake Ponce at different areas. But, you know, even West River, we've gotten significant rains, 2-3 inches. Rapid City had a very significant storm just a couple nights ago. So unfortunately, you know, we just aren't quite through this issue. I was visiting with the chairman of the Cheyenne River Tribe here yesterday about emergency declarations. People are asking, you know, if we're still having flooding and still having damage, what is the state doing? And we are visiting with FEMA. You know, we've got FEMA folks on the ground helping a lot of communities recover from this spring, but some areas are still struggling. So we're visiting with them about our best options for extending the time frame for that disaster declaration, seeing if a new declaration would be necessary, although we don't think so. We think we can extend the dates, but continuing to work to make sure that everybody gets through this tough spring and summer together. You know, it's beautiful across the state. It's sure green. All the dams are full. People have a lot of water sitting around, but we would sure appreciate some dry weather, some heat to help the crops grow and to get the hay put up as well.
Do you anticipate any new counties or new parts of the state, tribes or entities being added to the list of those that have that are on the disaster declaration? Or do you think we've got a good handle on those spaces and places at this point?
You know, I can't think of any new communities or tribes off the top of my head. I think the ones that struggled all spring are the ones that still are having issues. You know, we've got a lot of damaged roads and bridges across the state that we're trying to fix, but as water levels go back up again, then that slows that work down too. So we're continuing to work through our public safety office with local counties, with local cities to assess those damages. There's some people that maybe didn't have individual damage to their homes, but now are experiencing that. So we just tell a lot of folks, when you have those FEMA folks in your community, go in and meet with them. If you've had damage, go sit down with them. We're encouraging people to fill out the paperwork to apply. Even if they don't qualify, that's a good process to be a part of so that you know exactly if there is any help to help you get back on your feet. So I don't know the exact number of FEMA individuals in South Dakota right now, but they were looking to add up to 400 people throughout the state that are in our communities now helping people recover. So if people have some questions and how to get some assessments done, boy, just call the governor's office and we'll connect you with the right people.
And as you mentioned, you know, they're setting up offices in various locations around the state. You don't know what you don't know, so it certainly doesn't hurt to go in and visit with those folks. That's why they're here.
Well, and that's exactly, you know, some of the situations down at Lake Andes when we were down there. We were looking at a state highway that was underwater. We had some county roads that were under 6 feet of water. We had a tribal community that was blocked off from getting into town, and they were having groundwater issues into the basements of their homes, you know, and they were wondering, well, is that going to help us? It's a tribal community, tribal homes. It's groundwater that's seeping in from underneath. Is that considered eligible for FEMA relief? And so we were visiting with them, telling them to go in and sit down with the FEMA folks and get those applications in. That tribe would have a better opportunity to collect on individual assistance because they are tribal houses. But we facilitate all that and can help them get those questions answered. Whether it's water that went through your home or property or if it's coming up from the ground, it's still damage from these weather circumstances that we have, and we want to make sure we get people all the information that they need.
You mentioned just a bit ago that you'd recently had a meeting with tribal leaders in South Dakota. They're at the governor's residence here in Pierre. Topics of conversation, were all the tribes there?
Yeah, not all the tribes. We had two tribes that weren't in attendance that day. I think it was Sisseton and Flandreau couldn't make it. But the rest of the tribes had representatives there. We had the three tribal chairmen and then tribal council members and vice chairman there. But we were very grateful for their attendance. This is kind of building on a meth summit that we held with tribes just about, well, I think it was back in May is when they all came to town. We have had over 100 people come into town to see how the state could partner with them in new ways to help fight the meth epidemic that they're facing. And, you know, meth is a huge issue across the state of South Dakota. And we had prioritized putting more resources into fighting this epidemic. But also, you know, our tribes are really struggling with this. A huge percentage of individuals on our tribal grounds are facing the epidemic. Families are impacted. Kids are in difficult situation. One of the folks that was at the lunch was talking about a family that the parents were addicted to meth and struggling with that, that they were buying, you know, one bag of potato chips to feed their kids for dinner at night so they could spend the rest of their money on meth. And so, you know, while people talk about, you know, drug use and the individuals who are addicted and what to do to get them help, remember that there's little kiddos in all these homes too that are in dangerous situations and being neglected, that it's important that we act as quickly as possible for their sakes.
So the Oglala Sioux tribal leader was there, or representatives of that particular tribe were there?
Yeah, you know, the president wasn't there, but his tribal council member was there, and we talked quite a bit about their tribe and things that we're doing there. You know, they're also still dealing with some flooding issues. They've got a dam down at Pine Ridge, the White Clay Dam, that, you know, we're working with BIA to make sure that it stays secure. We've had some damage to the spillway there. So we talked about that. We talked about meth. We talked about some projects that I'd like to do on Wounded Knee. And so I've got great communication with the tribe. You know, the president obviously hasn't invited me back to the reservation yet, but the people of that tribe, the council members, have been coming and meeting, and we've been still continuing to work on important issues that will benefit their people, to help them get their feet on the ground after the flooding, but also to help their families fight this meth epidemic.
Well, we're just coming off the big 4th of July, Independence Day holiday, and this was going to be the first time in several years where fireworks are back at Mount Rushmore.
Well, they weren't there this year, but they are. The first year will be in 2020. So what we did just get announced was that we would be allowed to have them back. You know, if you remember years ago, back when we were fighting the pine beetle epidemic in the Black Hills, the Department of the Interior had said under their Obama administration that we couldn't have fireworks anymore. And it was because of a lot of obviously dry timber, dying trees around the area, many different reasons and regulations that they used to justify the decision. But we have since defeated the pine beetle. We have cleared the forest. We would love to have the fireworks back. So I've been working with President Trump and Secretary Bernhardt to get those fireworks back. And they did recently announce that we are able to do that and make it happen in 2020. So I'm excited about it. Everyone will tell you that when South Dakota had fireworks at Mount Rushmore, we were the focus of the world. People will recall memories of being in Germany or even India on the 4th of July and watching on TV Mount Rushmore with fireworks going on above it. So it was an opportunity for us to market South Dakota to the entire world by showing our obviously very famous patriotic monument with fireworks on Independence Day that everybody sat up and watched and paid attention. So I'm excited that it's coming back and that in 2020 we'll be able to continue that tradition going forward. And with the developments in fireworks that are much safer now, and the forest is cleared, and we've gone through a lot of the environmental processes, I'm just excited that we will in 2020 be inviting people back to Mount Rushmore to watch it.
Jumping the gun, I was just excited for this year's 4th of July, I guess.
Well, I know. It will be exciting, and we had worked to consider getting it done in 2020, but I ended up asking the president if we could be a little more prepared, do some backburns, and let some construction at Mount Rushmore get completed before we bring that type of a crowd to come. So the timing worked better for 2020, and then we can plan and turn it into a nice big event that the entire country and world can watch.
Well, and there's some construction going on at Mount Rushmore this year, so we'll have it all done, and it'll all be fantastic for next year.
Yep, perfect.
Well, Governor, again, just, you know, kind of talking about some lighter, more fun things. seven months in now to your first term as governor of South Dakota. How are things adjusting? You went straight to legislative session. You know, right after that, you're settling in, living in Pierre. You have a daughter get married. What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's been busy, you know, fast and furious. I was sworn in January. 2 days later, legislative session started. We were just talking the other day that, you know, legislative session was completed about 3 a.m. When it was over, and about 2 hours later, I think the bomb cyclone kind of hit the state, and we started dealing with, you know, severe weather, flooding. We had about 6 inches of rainfall on frozen ground, East River, 3 feet of snow in the central and western, and that's been keeping us pretty busy too. And yes, my oldest daughter, Cassidy, got married on June 1st out in the Black Hills, so that was a lot of fun, and we're excited for her and Kyle. They live here in Pierre, and not too far away from us, which was pretty special for me to have them right here, and Cassidy's an appraiser here in town, so... and then, you know, of course, we just love it. We've been, it's been busy, but people have just been absolutely wonderful. We enjoy the community. You know, we were talking the other day that I've never really had to move. I got married, moved to the ranch where I've always lived. And so we thought that might be a little bit more of a transition for us, but it's worked out very well. We're just excited about the future.
So what are some of the, you know, those rare off hours or minutes that you get to spend with family and friends? What are some of the things around the Pierre, Fort Pierre area that you've discovered that you enjoy going to? And I understand you're starting trying to start an annual baseball tournament.
We're super excited about that. So we're going to turn it into the governor's like baseball invitational. And we had a little bit of a trial run, invited some teams to town that played at Heise Stadium that hadn't played here before in Pierre. It's such a neat stadium, and I love the atmosphere there. And so met with the VFW commissioners while they were here, invited them to come to that game. We met with the kids, gave them challenge coins, visited with them and talked a little bit about my vision. I would like to turn this into a huge statewide event. We don't really have an all-star baseball game for that age of kids. And we also talked about the need for an opportunity for college scouts to come and look at our high school baseball players and have an opportunity to view that. So I think we're going to build that into a pretty big weekend next year. And everybody got super excited with the meetings that we had this year and the people that we brought to town that we could turn this into a real showcase event for our baseball players across the state of South Dakota. We'd have an all-star game, have the scouts come into town, maybe have a home run derby, do some things like that, invite some teams and their families to town to spend the weekend, just really enjoying not just the city, but the stadium and kind of America's pastime. So I'm excited about that. I think it's going to turn into a huge event for us. And, you know, having the governor's residence right across the street from the stadium, I just absolutely love. There's kids over there every night, you know, watching the games, and the community all come out and support the teams. The Trappers games are always a lot of fun to watch. And we've just really enjoyed having so much activity being close to home. I've always lived out on a ranch, so having a baseball stadium across the road is pretty special. Having Zesto right down the street, being able to hop on our bikes and get anywhere around town has been really fun for our family, so we've just enjoyed it.
Again, Governor Kristi Noem here on the Dakota Radio Group KGFX South Dakota Perspective program for July. Just any things coming up in the next week or two that you want to let folks here know about?
We've got a very busy July planned. I'll be in a lot of different communities. We have the Governor's Ag Summit coming up this week, so I'll be in the Sioux Falls area for that. Also visiting some big ag projects that we have going on. I'll be in Aberdeen, back out to Rapid City. We're welcoming home some soldiers that are coming home from deployment, and then we'll be activating another group here in another week or two. So, you know, always making sure that we're supporting our soldiers as they go off and defend our country and our freedoms is incredibly important. So always grateful for them, but July will be an opportunity for me to get to a lot of different communities and visit with them about, you know, some of them are still struggling with workforce issues. The broadband projects are going out, which is wonderful. So many communities are thrilled that they now have good internet service and will have the opportunity to recruit those businesses that they need to keep Main Streets and their schools successful. So We're looking forward to this month. It'll be busy. We'll kind of be all over the state, but it's a good chance for me while the legislature is not in town to do that and to really hear from the people what their priorities are.
Do you have any preliminary revenue? I know it's real early in July with the year having ended June 30th.
We will probably be closing out the state books here by the end of this week. And we do have revenues that will be down from what was projected and from what the legislature adopted. So, you know, sales tax dollars just have not come in. And we think that's partly due to the agriculture community really struggling, low commodity prices, not getting crops in the ground. Obviously, they're not having a good year, so that's going to impact their ability to go out and spend money and get sales tax. But then also, you know, just the weather has kept people home, and they haven't been out shopping or traveling or doing their normal activities. So those revenue numbers for the state will be down. Luckily, we did not spend more than our budget, and we will be putting money into reserves. We will be fine because we tightened our belt, recognizing that it was trending down. So, you know, we made wise decisions months ago that's going to put us in a good position. But we're certainly hopeful the weather will straighten out, that we'll get commodity prices back up, and that our families will be much more successful and being secure in their financial futures as well.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem here on the Dakota Radio Group South Dakota Perspective. Thank you for joining me again this month, and we'll chat with you again in, August?
Seems like a long time from now, but I guess it's coming quick.
It sure is. Thanks, Governor.
You bet. Thanks, Jody. Have a great day.